Okay, yes, there we go.
Also, yes. And finally.
Okay.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. And this week just gets better and better and better. In just a few minutes, Y-O live in studio. That's W-Y-O. Y-O, the band, Andy and Scott here with a brand new album called Changes. We're going to hear a couple of songs off of that and then sit them down and have a great little chat and conversation. KX93.5, the number here is 949-715-5936.
Drive's a little intense to go right off the bat for morning. I mean, I don't know. It depends on your vocals, like how you're feeling.
Want to do it alone?
I could do that.
And just in the breakdown, maybe just to keep strumming a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel better personally about singing that one.
Okay.
But I'll do whatever.
make sure you keep the rhythm up.
What are we doing?
Oh, right
now. On the radio?
Yeah, about to go on. The keyboard is looking like it's breaking.
Ooh.
And this is like moving around.
Things. Oh, is this, Oh, shit. Does it do that on that side?
No. You're missing a screw here, I think. That's right there.
Hey, you're missing two screws.
Two screws. Yeah.
Anyway, you can move that way a little bit.
Yeah. You want to do it together?
Yeah.
Grab the keys.
Get this out of your way.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Sorry.
No, not at all. And you won't be
check, check, check.
Right?
Check, 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 check.
Is this an E flat or E? Check, 1, 2, check, 3, 4, check, 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 radio, check, 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 check. We could probably use a little bit more microphones in here if that's all that's in both of them. Check, 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 check. Hey, yeah, that's way better. Awesome, thank you. And then maybe the same with this acoustic. Check, check. Hey, hey. Oh, you got reverb?
And delay.
Yeah, why not? I'll take... It's like... Check, check, check. I'm a little distorting, but I think maybe it's just this monitor here. You could probably turn it down a little bit. Check, check, hey. Check. That's still kind of distorting. Hey, check. You could turn... Maybe up a little more. Check, 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 check. Hey, hey, hey. Check. Check, 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 check.
And you feel like a change is coming. It's all been done. You can get on your way. You can get out today. But you don't want to do it alone. Darling, please believe. But the cold wind. Thank you. get out today, but you don't want to do it alone.
Quiet in here, but if that's a good thing for you in there.
Sounds fantastic.
Awesome. Nice. Cool.
Could we bump it up just a little bit?
Everything's just pretty quiet,
so I can hear my keys and stuff.
You can get on your way, you can get out today, but you don't want to do it alone.
My mic down just like a hair, just a very small, fine hair. Check, a very fine hair. Check. You could probably put a little bit of reverb on this acoustic too, if that's, I don't know if that's just for us or for whatever you want to do in there. Yeah, it's cool. Thank you.
Now it's 4 minutes. Sorry.
No worries. Want to practice Queen of the Bees?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you give me the count. Vocals.
Living in a world, living in a, hey, 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 hey.
You know, maybe just a little bit down on the keys, sorry.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. And I got to tell you, I've been waiting for this moment for quite some time. We had them in studio a while back, and then they went on tour. They did all kinds of stuff. Their life has been absolutely full. And in the meantime, I think I've just gotten like a haircut or something. I'm not sure. But they've been just doing everything. The latest album is Changes. Some fantastic songs on this album. We are fortunate to have them live at the Julie Lawton Studios right here in Laguna Beach. Please welcome Wyo. That song was called Do It Alone, and it's off of their new album called Changes. 10 absolutely of the coolest songs that you'll hear on this album. And you're going to get a couple of them live right here. Andy and Scott from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The band is Wyo. As I said, the album is Changes and live at our Julie Lawton Studios. Next song up is called Queen of the Bees. Let's take it away. This is Wyo live in our studios.
Is it okay if we play a more up-tempo song? I think we're going to go with Drive.
You guys can do anything you want, man. This is your world. You paint it any color you wish, man, all right? So they're going to do, instead of Queen of the Bees, they're going to do Drive.
Okay, we're switching it up.
This just in.
Thank you.
And now they fade, hold away, for the end of the song is here, right now.
Yeah, you know, Emo might have been able to dance on stage with Paul McCartney, but Y.O. just personalized a song for the radio station, man. That was pretty tight, right on. That's Y.O. live, the album is Changes. That song was called Drive, and I get a feeling, man, that I'll actually be popping that into the CD player and driving with it, man. That's a cool driving song. We're going to have them come into the studio and chat with them for just a second. I want you to hear something else off of that album. Another really, really cool song. This one's called Don't Stop. Mornings with Ed. The band is Y.O. The album is Changes, and that song was called Don't Stop. We have Andy and Scott in studio with us. Man, welcome, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Now
yeah,
that,
thanks for having us.
You sound fantastic. Number one, man, we knew this was going to happen coming in, that you were just going to sound great, man. But you don't even seem the least bit tired, and I know you've been either touring or working or being in the... You guys are, like, constantly doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly, man. So welcome in. Thanks for taking the time to do this. That song I just heard, Don't Stop. Tell me about it a little bit.
The song Don't Stop.
There'll be a quiz on Friday, by the way. Bring a number two pencil and a clean sheet of paper.
Yeah, well, it was written while we were touring with our first album.
Right.
And then we went out to Jackson Hole to make the demo.
Right.
And got a lot of our instruments recorded out there, and then came to Los Angeles and worked with our producer, Brad Wood. So Brad Wood and I ended up co-writing lyrics together on that song. And we wanted to create a love song, you know, something that people can relate to, something that is keeping two people apart.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know if that quite explains
it. And I know you can't show videos on the radio, but there's a really cool video for it with some horseback riding.
We can sure direct people to videos, though, man. We really, hey, you know what? If you haven't seen the video, check the video. Where can they find the video for this thing?
It's on YouTube.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere video is available. Right on, man.
What would you say the song "Don't Stop"'s about?
Yeah. Just you know, you're trying to do. You have a relationship or something that you're facing adversity in, and just an encouragement to keep going and right. keep doing it.
Right. Is it hard to write music when you're on the road and performing and constantly busy? Is it, or do you find little nooks and crannies of time in the car? Or
whatever? Yeah, you got to find those nooks and crannies. That's all you get sometimes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, inspiration can strike at any time.
Right.
So it could be in the nooks and crannies, or it can be when you have way too much time on your hands and you finally get, you know, that moment.
Right. Does it ever happen on stage where you're actually in a different song? You're playing something that you're used to playing 15, 20 times, and then all of a sudden you go, ooh, there's an idea. Do you remember that? Or do you like, ah, oh, I wish I had gotten off stage and written it down?
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes we played Don't Stop actually at a different tempo at Belly Up a couple years ago.
Okay.
So we were testing out tempos for that song and seeing what was really sticking.
Right.
And then decided to make it more of an up-tempo song.
Cool. And speaking of Belly Up, by the way, you guys are there tonight in Solana Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, first of all, great venue, and to have you there would be an amazing show. I'm telling my listeners right now, if you have an opportunity to see them live, see them at the Belly Up in Solana Beach tonight. And you're with, who are you with tonight? You're with Aviator Stash and Dorothy and Bill. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You worked with them before?
We haven't.
Okay.
Dorothy and Bill is a local band. Aviator and Stash, they're headlining the night. So we're spanking right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we love the Belly Up. We've played there.
It's a great room.
Yeah, a handful of times, a couple handfuls now. So they treat us really well. And we always have a blast when we play there.
Right. Yeah. Now, you did an up-tempo song. That second song you did was something called Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's and forget the name of it, man. It's just, it's something you can drive to. It's really kind of a cool drive. As I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, yeah, I can drive to this, man. I like to just get on the open road and hear music that makes me want to drive, and that's one of them right there. Now, there's a video for that? Is there a video coming out for that?
There is, yeah. Okay. We filmed the video last summer. So a lot of the moving parts of this project, you know, have been in the works for like a year or longer,
right.
Even though the album just came out a couple months ago. So we filmed a bunch of parts for music videos last summer when we were in Jackson Hole. We opened for Robert Earl Keen,
right.
At the fairgrounds there. And so we took the time to, shoot some music videos as well. And, we finally just filmed some B-roll to finish this music video up for Drive. So we're going to put that out at the end of August or September. So that'll be the third music video from our second album that we're releasing.
Cool. When you look back at a project you did a year ago or last summer or whatever, do you sometimes go, oh yeah, that's right. I remember we did that and it just hits or something. And then you want to change it. Does that ever happen? Like you go, yeah, I remember that. Now let's change it a little bit.
Yeah. Like sometimes, I don't know, sometimes the blind spots, like as an artist, you have blind spots and we were like, we put an edit together and we're like, this is it. This is awesome. We're awesome. Like this is the best. We're the greatest thing ever. Yeah. And then we're like, actually, like somebody who doesn't know us, maybe this is a little too goofy. Like maybe we should add a little bit of storyline to make this a little more interesting. So
right.
That's what we ended up going back and doing is just shooting some B-roll to tie the story together a little bit.
Now you guys are back in Wyoming on August 18th. You're back in Jackson Hole on August 18th?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The 18th is the day.
All right. Now, do you feel, since you're from there, do you feel a certain pressure to not just deliver there, but like to deliver like, this is the first time you're seeing or hearing this. Do you feel that pressure to deliver to your home crowd?
You know, they've been like our test subjects.
Our guinea pigs, like,
our first shows ever were in Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
And like we were reading music charts while playing our songs, like because we didn't have it all memorized.
Dark
and
time.
Yeah, I feel bad for anyone listening at that point because
right.
They probably won't be attending the shows. but now it's really fun. We love it. And we've had some of our best shows at the Mountain. It's just such like an expansive, venue with, right. with the big mountains to look at, and always a great crowd of people, tourists that are, you know, there to see the wildlife and the national parks. So they're just ready to have a good time. Lots of kids running around, having a blast.
I feel like the pressure's off when we play there because it's just everyone's automatically going to have a good time.
Right.
How we play.
Right. Okay, cool. I get that. I get that. And I know that I don't want to get you in trouble or anything here, but I know that when I've seen some documentaries, I've heard your music in the background of several different documentaries. Can I talk about the new one you're working on, or can we not talk about that one yet?
You know, I think maybe we don't mention the name, but
okay,
the distributor's fine.
Okay, you talk about it then.
I love the break rules, all right, and I would love to just do it.
Because I'll get you guys in trouble, so you say what you can about it.
We haven't gotten paid yet, so at this point, I feel like I could do anything.
Can I say who it's for? Not the person, but can I say the company that it's for?
Yeah, we could give some, like, teasers if anybody...
Hey, HBO. They got a documentary on HBO. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wrote some music, and they used a bunch of our music in a documentary, and it's about a professional female skier.
Okay. A famous one that we all know and love.
Yeah, and she's retiring, so that's... yeah.
All right. I think that's enough hinting. I think we all know who it is now, man. All right. And do you ski? Obviously, you must ski.
Snowboard, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, both of you.
All right. So, and do you... When you're out here or you're touring... do you ever like escape for a day or two if you have like a break in the tour to go skiing or go snowboarding?
I mean, when we go to Jackson Hole, certainly.
Yeah, it's always on the agenda. It's like, can we do it? Can we do it?
Yeah.
Right. And then when the other band members get out to Jackson, they're like, can we do it? Okay. And I'm like, if, as long as we get this done, you know, whatever filming or recording we have to do. But usually we make time and we go hiking up in the mountains there and. Right. It's like the only way to really get fresh powder in Jackson Hole because there's so many powder hounds that live in that town.
Yeah.
So we go hiking up in the mountains that are really close to our family home out there.
I love the terminology powder hound. It's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
Now, the first song we heard was called Do It Alone. I really like that. Tell me about that song a little bit.
Thanks. It's written kind of like... You're in the situation where you need to move on. You're in a relationship and you've decided that it's time to move on and you've got to take less than you've earned. So it's like the bitter truth.
Right.
And the only way to really get through it is to not move on alone. So you're kind of asking your friends or you're speaking to a friend like, you don't want to do this alone. I got your back.
Right.
But ultimately, like, the ironic thing is the song is called Do It Alone.
Right. and written how long ago? When did you start the writing of this song?
It started in Jackson Hole. When was it? It was in December of 2017.
Okay. Are there songs for you that take years to finish writing? Something that you may have started on in 14 or 15 and then now it's just now getting finished?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's another song called Hot Lights that's on the album and it's kind of a blend of two songs that took way too long to finish. So then they eventually made love and under the hot lights.
We magnificently put these songs together.
So that happens quite a bit. But fortunately, like, the back catalog of unfinished songs is like, yeah, there's not as many there anymore, so we can focus on the future.
Right on. And what does the future hold? What are you guys looking at for the next couple of months?
We've got, after Jackson Hole, we're going to do a little mini tour. So we're planning on going to Denver, New Mexico, Arizona, Vegas. And we've got actually a radio campaign going on. So for the next few months, we're going to be hitting the non-com stations.
Right on.
And... yeah, we're booking shows and just trying to get the music out there at the moment. So you'll see on Instagram, it kind of slowly trickles in, the work that comes up. But releasing music videos and booking shows and networking.
That's what I love about it. You guys are so... I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I wouldn't do that. You guys are so busy and productively busy. It's not just like, we're here. You guys are productively busy. There's always something... that leads you to the next step. in what you're post. So I see your posts. I follow you on Instagram, and I see your posts, and you're always thinking about that next step, and I find that just refreshing, number one, and just really cool, man. So yeah, I'm looking forward to whatever that next step is, and having you guys back whenever that step is.
Awesome.
All right. So where can we find you guys on social media? Where can our audience hear your stuff?
YO the band on Instagram, and yotheband.com website has links to everything.
Yep, WYO the band.
Right.
That's how you follow our journey into the music world.
Right, man. I'm telling you, and if you haven't seen it yet or heard it yet, the album is called Changes. Just 10 delicious cuts on this album, man. Just beautifully done, magnificently produced. I wish you could play all 10 of them right here. Anyway, do something like
Thank
that.
You.
All right. If you missed any portion of this, by the way, you can go to our website a little bit later on today. It'll be on the podcast. Look for Mornings with Ed. This is YO the band. The album is Changes. They are at the Belly Up tonight in Solana Beach. And what can we expect tonight in Solana Beach, man? What can our listeners expect if they go out there? A party, yeah. I'll answer the question. Damn, a party.
You already knew.
Yeah, we're going to be playing a lot of up-tempo songs, and we'll be playing Queen of the Bees, the song that we didn't play in there.
Teasing with something.
Yeah, all right.
And just having a good time.
Right,
like, on. We're finally getting to the stage where we're all feeling really comfortable up there. The band just sounds really great. We're gelling.
Yeah.
So every show is a win.
Yeah, never said truer words. The band is sounding really great, man. You guys sound great. This has been Andy and Scott. The band is YO Live. Get the album. It's called Changes. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, will you come back?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.